GDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to be joined this evening by another member of the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team, Danny Nielsen. And Danny, first of all, it's hard to believe there's just 1 week left in the regular season. How do you think things have gone thus far for the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity?
Man, it's gone great. You know, we come out and we work hard, and you know, we just see what happens when you get in shape and you play games and you know, try to do well. So it's been a super fun season.
Yes, indeed. And it appears that the closeness and the togetherness on this junior varsity basketball team is very evident.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us have been playing like AAU and stuff, you know, many years before this. So we've already got all this chemistry and everything that, you know, we know how we're going to play. And, you know, that comes together on the court and you can see that. And so that's super, real fun.
Well, I'll tell you, there have been a lot of great moments for the boys' junior varsity basketball team this season, but I really doubt that you could top what happened a week or so ago in Richland when you guys pulled off what some would think was the unthinkable. You knock off Richland on its home court.
Yeah, I mean, no way to top that one. I mean, that was such a fun game. We came out there because our first game, they beat us by, like, a lot, but we came out there and we wanted it, and we came out and we beat them, and that was such a fun game.
Now, Danny, what do you think were the keys to success in that contest compared to earlier in the season when the Bombers seemed to have their way with you?
I think intimidation was a huge thing. Our first game when we played them, they're real tall guys, and we came out there and I don't know, we were kind of nervous, I guess, because, you know, they're Richland, they're the big guys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we played them our first game, we lost, and then, but we realized that, you know, we can beat them. They're not an unbeatable team. They're very good, but they're not an unbeatable team. So we came out our next game, we, you know, brought a ton of energy and motivation, and, you know, it was super fun.
Now, were there any other games this year that stand out in your mind?
I really enjoyed our first game against Kennewick. We won in overtime, and that was the real dog fight. I mean, shout out to Spencer, our coach. He did real well in that game, you know, and yeah, we all just played our hearts out.
Yes, indeed. And an exit question now. Now, basketball is the only sport that you participate in at Walla Walla High School. What is it about basketball that attracted you?
Man, I just love the up and down, you know, getting up and down the court, and, I mean, playing with teammates is so fun, and off-court season stuff is super fun, too. You know, we had our tournament earlier season, and, you know, getting to the hotel with the guys and everything, it's super fun, so, yeah.
Those are the comments of Danny Nielsen, a member of the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team. We thank him very, very much for joining us for this player profile segment, and we'll have more of our pregame show after we step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
So I invited a coworker to lunch with me at the best of the best deli in town. He says to me, "Man, I'd love to, but I'm gluten-free." So I says to him, "No gluten? No problem. You think Cagini's got nothing for you, huh? Forget about it. We're talking gluten-free delicioso here, pal. Gluten-free spaghetti and meatballs. Fettuccine, lasagna, ravioli, panini. Capisce? Perfect." So we went, and he told me that was crazy good. Cagini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
At Walla Walla Presbyterian Church, we offer two services every Sunday morning at 9:01 and 10:31, with quality child care available during both services. In addition, Sunday school or junior church and adult classes are offered during both services. And if you can't make it to church on Sunday, you can always tune in right here on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. The reading and teaching of God's Word is what we're all about at Walla Walla Presbyterian. Visit WWPC.org to learn more. That's WWPC.org.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to be joined once again by Wahai Boys basketball coach Mike Patterson. And coach, this past weekend, a couple of games that weren't exactly for the faint of heart. A narrow 2-point loss to Kabayakan on Friday night, 62-60, and an exciting 71-68 victory on Saturday night against Chiawana.
Yeah, they were exciting games, and I thought the boys played really hard on Saturday. There was a couple of miscues defensively on Friday night. Like to have parts of that game back, but we'll take a 1-1 split for the weekend. Very happy for them.
Well, I think we were commenting during the post-game show on Saturday night that a lot of teams faced with a weekend like this, Kamayakan one night, Chiawana the next night, they'd be awfully lucky to get a split. Perhaps could see a lot of teams going over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. With the caliber of teams that we play with, Kamayakan and Chiawana, they're very good squads, very well coached. So it's a good test for us winding down here at the end of the season. I'd like to come away with two wins here in the last two games.
Yes, indeed. Now, this past weekend against Kamayakan and Chiawana, what were the things that were working for the Blue Devils offensively and defensively such that they were able to stay with two of the more elite teams in the Mid-Columbia Conference?
Well, it certainly helped that we got to play them once already, so we kind of knew what they were going to run, knew what their sets were. So we spent a lot of time going over their offensive sets and who they're trying to get the ball to. So just disrupting them, both Kamayakan and Chiawana. So I think that really played a big part. And just making a little adjustments here and there. And the kids came out with lots of energy.
And even though the girls went unrewarded over the weekend result-wise, there were some awfully good things that came out of their games. And on the boys' side, I think one could say that it was a situation where a lot of very positive things came out of the contest, the kind of things that you could certainly build on for sure.
Absolutely. It pays dividends when we get Dylan Sullivan and Taylor Amata to get up there in the double figures, and then we have Mike Cornier or Dylan Ashbeck. We have a multitude of other people who can come in and give us double figures. So if we can get four Blue Devils in double figures, we've got a pretty good chance of winning the game.
Without question. And the end of the regular season is here. A couple of tough challenges coming up this week. One on the road, one at home. First, the road test coming up Tuesday night against a Kennewick squad. A ball game that occurred in early January, the first meeting between the two teams. And again, we talk about not for the faint of heart. Blue Devils go overtime and emerge victorious despite a slow start in half number one.
Yeah, that was a slow start. And we I know I still remember our locker room talk and discussions that about just coming out with more energy and just trying to come out and do some positive things. And we were able to build on that and take it in overtime and win. So no, Friday night, Benavides, they love to dribble drive and penetrate and pitch out. And we're just going to have to play a really good job defensively on about three or four guys and be able to help out when we can and make sure they're one and done on the boards.
Indeed. It seems like on the boards, they've got some big physical guys inside that can certainly raise Cain without question if the screening out and all the other things that are necessary to get defensive rebounds are not up to snuff.
Yeah, we definitely need to box out. One thing we talked about tonight was just trying to go and get the offensive rebounds. On that offside, if we put up a shot, we got to have a couple of people hitting the boards because I think we've got an opportunity to get a few more points off our offensive boards. So hopefully that we will be able to do that on Friday.
Those are the comments of Wahai Boys basketball coach Mike Patterson. We'll have more of our pregame show after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick. I'm Roy Elia. Now giving you the starting lineups for the upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Kennewick Lions. The starting lineups are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he will likely reply, better than I deserve. Starting for the Blue Devils, starting lineup is announced by head coach Mike Patterson. Dylan Ashbeck, 6'1", and a junior. Josiah Wick, 5'9" tall, and a junior. Michael Cornea, 6'4" tall, and a sophomore. Taylor Hamada, 6'4" tall, and a senior. Dylan Sullivan, 6'6" tall, and a senior. The starting lineup for the Kennewick Lions, as announced by head coach Braden Leedy, will feature Yanni Benavidez at guard. He is 6'2" tall and a junior. Blaine Chavez will start at guard. He is 6'2" tall and a junior. Kobe Simmons-Dumo will start at a guard slash forward. He is 6'1" and a senior. Tyler Pearson will start at a guard slash forward. He is 6'1 and a senior. And rounding out the Kennewick starting lineup this evening will be Baden McElroy. He is 6'5" tall and a junior. There you have it, the starting lineups for the two teams presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing. He'll likely reply, better than I deserve. In earlier action this evening, the Wahai Girls Junior Varsity victorious over Kennewick. The Wahai Boys Junior Varsity defeated by Kennewick, 64-60. And in the Girls Varsity contest that concluded some 25 minutes ago, the Wahai Blue Devil Girls defeated by Kennewick, a final score of 62-50. We'll have more of the Joe Fonden CPA pregame show after we step aside for a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC is the easiest place in Walla Walla to do business. Hi, Mark Graves. I'll tell you why. For 68 years, we've worked really hard to make it easy. Ask a question, you get a straight answer. Don't want extras? Nobody will pressure you into buying them. Want to sit down and get a fair and honest price? You get it. In addition, our Walla Walla Union Bulletin Readers Best of the Best Auto Repair Mechanical Award just makes it better. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick, I'm Roy Elia. I want to remind you once again, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be concluding the regular season at home on Friday night. The Blue Devils will be playing host to the Hermiston Bulldogs. Girls game scheduled for a 5:45 start. Boys scheduled to start at 7:30. But keep in mind, it's senior night, so that time could certainly vary without question. But we will have all the action for you starting at 5:15 on Friday night from the Wahai Gym, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. While the introductions continue here in the Lions Den, we're going to step aside for another commercial break as we conclude the Joe Fondon CPA pregame show. We're going to step aside for a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box, but share, don't be a jerk.
Oh boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick. I'm Roy Elia. The Kennewick Lion boys out on the floor first, dressed in home white jerseys with black and orange trim. The Wahai boys out on the floor now in road black jerseys with white trim. Dylan Sullivan will jump center for the Blue Devils. He'll be opposed in the center circle by McElroy of the Kennewick Lions. Two McElroys on the team, Baden and Baylor. Baden, the starting center for Kennewick here this evening. Officials' whistle sounds, the ball in the air, the tip controlled by the Blue Devils. We're a couple of minutes tardy. It's great to have you with us for Wahai Boys Basketball. Dylan Sullivan with the basketball for Wahai. And hands it off on the near side to Dylan Ashbeck. 18 seconds on the shot clock. First possession for either side of the ball game. Sullivan gets it back on the near side by way of a handoff. Bounces it to Hamada. 10 on the shot clock. Inside for Sullivan. Is double teamed, and they're going to call a travel. He was double teamed down low that time by Pearson and McElroy, and they called traveling on the Blue Devils, so Wahai does not get a shot on its first possession of the contest. McElroy inside. Nobody picked him up. He lays the ball up and in. That was way too easy. Kennewick leads 2-0. Near side, Cornea with a basketball. Up top to Wick. Far side to Ashbeck. Up top to Sullivan. Near side to Josiah Wick. Josiah Wick in possession. On the near side, Taylor Hamada against McElroy. Up top to Ashbeck. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, Wick with a basketball. Up top to Sullivan. He'll penetrate into the lane. Go to the far side. Lay the ball up and in off the glass. Going around Pearson. Sullivan ties the game at 2-2. Benavidez near side with a basketball. He'll drive into the lane. Have the ball knocked away, but he gets it back. Gets it back on the far side from Pearson. He'll drive near side, throw it up and miss it. Rebound is loose inside, taken by Chavez of Kennewick. Now it's in the far corner to Benavidez. Now it's up top to Pearson. Pearson will drive on the far side. Far side, Simmons-Dumo. He will drive, have a shot blocked to the lane. He knocks it into the backcourt, and it's taken by Benavidez. It should be over and back, but it's not called. Benavidez to the free throw line. Jumper on the way. Good. Blue Devils gave them too many chances that time, and Kennewick cashes in. It's 4-2 at Kennewick. 2 minutes in to the opening quarter. Near side, Ashbeck. On the baseline to Hamada. One dribble on the baseline. Three-pointer on the way is good. Taylor Hamada gives the Blue Devils a 5-4 lead. Benavidez, front court with a basketball against Ashbeck. Picked up in a switch by Cornea. Ashbeck back on him. On the far side, Chavez. He'll drive into the lane, out of control. He is going to travel, I do believe, yes, before he could get the ball off in the low post to McElroy. And Kennewick commits the turnover. Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt, leading 5-4 with 5:35 remaining in the first quarter. Dylan Ashbeck into the front court, coming off a heck of a game the other night against Chihuahua. From a hustle standpoint. Far side to Sullivan. Now to Ashbeck. Goes around a pick by Cornea. Stops on the near side. Hands off to Wick. Wick on the dribble. Back on the near side for Ashbeck. Gets away from Simmons-Dumo. Stops on the near side. Gets it in the near corner. Cornea. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the far side. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Kennewick ball. The miss by Cornea. Nobody touched it on the far side. Benavidez on the far side against Ashbeck to the free throw line. Penetrates far side, throws it up off the glass and nothing else. And Ashbeck gets the rebound. Ash out of the backcourt on the dribble. Hesitation move. Is fouled by Simmons-Dumo. No call. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Pearson of Kennewick. Now off to Simmons-Dumo. Drives on the near side. Gets by Wick. Puts it up over Cornea and missed it. Cornea saves the ball from going out of bounds to Hamada. Now to Josiah Wick. 5-4 the Blue Devils, 3.5 minutes in to the first quarter. Wick with the basketball. Pass on the far side, deflected into the backcourt. Taken by Cornea, was deflected by Benavidez. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Cornea far side, goes around McElroy, lays it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Pearson of Kennewick. Down the far side, Chavez. Chavez in deep, puts it up and in. And a timeout called by Kennewick with 4-0. 8 remaining in the first quarter. Kennewick 6, Wahigh 5, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The timeout period is over. Blue Devils in possession, trailing 6-5. That is your Snyder Cresselius scoreboard update. Kennewick 6, Wahigh 5. Snyder Cresselius, proud supplier of Walla Walla Public Schools, are at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Hamada gets a pass inside of the ball, knocked away by Simmons-Dumo. Recovers on the baseline, hands off to Ashbeck near side. He's closely guarded by Chavez, and now an offensive foul going to be called on Ashbeck. They say he pushed off on Chavez. And Kennewick will get it back after the offensive foul call. The player control foul called on Ashbeck. Benavidez on the far side. Dribbles to the near side. Now back to the far side. Picked up on the switch by Cornea. Ashbeck back on him. Gets it inside for McElroy. McElroy far side. Simmons Dumo. Three on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound deflected by the Lions. Taken by Pearson. And then Pearson saved it from going out of bounds. And then the ball was knocked around a time or two or three. Went out of bounds. And they rule that Kennewick knocked it out. And it's Blue Devil basketball. 3:20 and counting left in the first quarter. 6-5 in favor of Kennewick. Between the rings, Wick, far side to Ashbeck. Free throw line extended. Bounce it in for Hamada. Hamada on Simmons-Dumo. Short jumper in the lane, around and off, no good. A heartbreak. McElroy with a rebound. Nearly had it knocked away, but recovers and gives it off to Pearson. In the near corner, Benavidez. He'll dribble to the wing. He'll go into the lane. Drop it off for McElroy. McElroy carried it, got away with it. Gets it for Benavidez. Benavidez had it knocked away. He recovers. Dribbles to the far side. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Benavidez still on the dribble. Down the far side against Hamada. Throws up a runner off the glass and good. And it's 8-5 in favor of Kennewick. Two subs for Kennewick. The next time it's dead. Ashbeck with a basketball. On the far side to Hamada. In the lane for Cornea. Land is blocked by McElroy, but a foul is called on McElroy. Each team now with one foul in the ball game, and Michael Cornea will shoot two. On Saturday night, in that 71-68 win over Chiawana, Michael Cornea had 10 points in that contest, 5 in the fourth quarter. His first free throw is no good. Baylor McElroy checks in for Kennewick. Also into the ball game is Miles Mayowski. And Cornea with one more free throw, 2:30 remaining first quarter. And Cornea's second free throw is good. That makes it an 8-6 ball game in favor of Kennewick. Benavidez near side. Gets it up top to Pearson. Now on the near side, the ball knocked away. Stolen by Wick. He stole it that time from Mayowski. Gets it on the far side to Ashbeck. Ash is laying no good. A put back by Hamada. No good. Hamada goes to the deck. Kennewick comes the other way. Blue Devils come up empty. Chavez throws up a runner in the lane. It's not good. But there for the offensive rebound is McElroy. He has his shot blocked by Cornea. And off to Ashbeck. Outlet on the near side to Sullivan. Sullivan near side is going to be grabbed and fouled with exactly 2 minutes left in the first quarter. And that foul is whistled on Pearson. His first team second, Dylan Sullivan, to the free throw line. And the free throw is up, and it is rounded in. He got it. Jacob Corum, Mason Eckerud into the Blue Devil lineup. Josiah Wick and Michael Cornea check out for the Blue Devils. It's an 8-7 ball game in favor of Kennewick. Scoreboard still says 8-6. Free throw by Sullivan is also good. And the scoreboard still says 8-6. Benavidez all the way, puts it up, and no good off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Hamada, now to Ashbeck. Ash back into the front court. Drop it off on the far side to Corum. On the wing it goes to Ashbeck. Ashbeck gives it off to Ekeru. Cut off the high post, up top to Hamada. He'll blow by everybody. Lay the ball up and in with a strong drive. Taylor Hamada with 5 points in the game. 10-8, the Blue Devils. On the near side, Chavez. He'll drive into the lane, and he will travel. Now they're going to call a held ball. Well, one official said held ball, one said travel, and Kennewick is going to benefit by way of the alternating possession. Braxton Collier checks in for Kennewick. He replaces Chavez with 1:26 remaining in the first. 10-8, the Blue Devils. Good defense just a moment ago. Thought it might be a travel, but no, they rule a hell ball instead. 27 seconds on the shot clock for Kennewick. Benavidez with a basketball. He'll drive into the lane, get it in the near corner. A three on the way, put up, and no good for Pearson. Blue Devils get the long rebound. Hamada out of the backcourt on the dribble. At the top of the key, far side, Ekeru. Now near the midcourt line to Dylan Ashbeck. On the near side, it goes to Hamada. He'll dribble out near the midcourt line. High post to Jacob Corum. Corum bounces it inside for Hamada. He's knocked away. The pass is knocked away and taken by Collier. Now on the far side, lane put up and good. Foul called. Mayovsky filling the far lane. And the Blue Devils slow getting back. And Corum is called for the foul. His first, team second. Mayovsky looking to complete a three-point play. He's just tied the game at 10 with 51.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Free throw is good. 11-10 in favor of Kennewick. Out of the backcourt on the dribble, Dylan Ashbeck against Benavidez. Has it in the near corner, now brings it back to the wing on the dribble. Now a spin move in the lane, looks to get around Benavidez, and Benavidez fouled him. Little dipsy-do, little shake and bake by Ashbeck, and that draws a foul from Benavidez, his first, and the team's third. Dylan Ashbeck will shoot two. First free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Blue Devils now 3 for 5 from the free throw line in the early going. Ashbeck had 8 on Saturday night against Chihuahua. His second free throw is off the back of the rim. And Pearson gets the rebound for Kennewick. So the Blue Devils come up empty on that possession. Benavidez with a basketball against Dylan Ashbeck. About a 1 second differential between shot clock and game clock. Game clock 17 seconds and counting. 11-10 in favor of Kennewick. Benavidez still on the dribble. Now picked up in a switch by Corum. Temporarily gets it inside. Does Benavidez to McElroy, and McElroy has his shot blocked out of bounds. And it will be Kennewick ball. They will inbound on the baseline in front court with 6.3 seconds left in the first quarter. Now a substitution. McElroy in for McElroy. Baden in for Baylor. Pearson inbound on the baseline. Gets it in for Benavidez. Spin move on Ashbeck. Jumper in deep on the right is good. Ashbeck gets it in the front court to Corum. Desperation shot is off the glass. And after one quarter, it's Kennewick 13, Wahai 10, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide-a key for the house or your car. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys, as well as those hide-a key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
GDC Walla Walla.
13-10 Kennewick as we begin the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Roy Elia welcoming you back to the Lions Den in Kennewick. Blue Devils with the first possession of the second quarter. In the near corner, Hamada in the low block to Sullivan. Spin move, puts it up off the glass and nothing else. May have been fouled. No call. Surprise, surprise. Far side, Benavidez with the basketball. He'll go into the lane, throw up a run over Corny. It's no good. McElroy gets the rebound. Nobody screened him off. And now he has it in deep, and now he's going to be fouled as he goes to the deck. They're going to call a foul on Sullivan, his first, team's third. And Kennewick will inbound on the baseline in front court. Pearson loops it in for McElroy at the high post. Up top to Benavidez. Benavidez just to the right of the top of the key, puts up a jumper. It's in and out, no good. Kennewick, another offensive rebound. Mayoski got that one. Back inside for Benavidez, and he puts the ball up and in off the glass. 15-10 in favor of Kennewick.
Hey, 30 seconds.
Two substitutions for Kennewick at the next opportunity. Chavez and Simmons-Dumo to re-enter momentarily. A 30-second timeout called by Coach Patterson of the Blue Devils. 7:14 remaining in the second quarter. 15-10 Kennewick. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The timeout period is over. The Blue Devils trailing 15-10. Not quite a minute into the second quarter. This MCC boys basketball game. Josiah Wick with the basketball for the Blue Devils. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Hands it off on the near side to Sullivan. Sullivan drives down the far side. Far side to Hamada with 6 on the shot clock. Top of the key, loops it inside for Cornea. Cornea against McElroy, bounces it up top, and Sullivan will mishandle the basketball, get it in the backcourt. Over and back violation. Well, it would have been a turnover either way as the shot clock ran out, so the Blue Devils don't exactly make the most of that timeout they took just a moment ago as they come out of the timeout and turn the basketball over. Simmons-Dumo nearly had his pocket picked by Ashbeck. Now he gets it off to Mayoski in the near corner. Look out, 3 on the way, put up, and no good. That missed by Collier. Blue Devils come the other way. On the far side with the basketball is Hamada. He will go in, lay it up, no good. Rebound off to Simmons-Dumo. Blue Devils have had some bunnies that simply have not found the mark. Still 15-10 in favor of Kennewick. Collier far side to Simmons-Dumo. Into the lane, gets it on the near side to Mayoski. Now to Chavez, driving on Josiah Wick. Stops the free throw line, in for McElroy. Shot over Hamada is good. Baden McElroy with 4, and it's 17-10 in favor of Kennewick. Ashbeck on the near side to Cornea. Cornea gets by McElroy, drives to the basket, and he is fouled. Now that foul is on Simmons-Dumo, his first, team's fourth, and Michael Cornea will shoot 2. 5:52 remaining in the second quarter. The free throw by Cornea is good. Benavidez returns for Kennewick. He replaces Baden McElroy with 5:52 remaining in period 2. 17-11 in favor of Kennewick. Another free throw for Cornea. Michael puts it up, and it is good. The Blue Devils from the free throw line now 5 out of 8. The Blue Devils trail 17-12. Benavidez far side, Simmons-Dumo. Hands it off on the far side to Collier. Looping pass inside, deflected, but taken by Simmons-Dumo. And he banks one up and in the lane area. Simmons-Dumo with his first 2 of the ball game. And it's 19-12 in favor of Kennewick. Near side, Cornea along the baseline. Near side, Josiah Wick. Up top to Ashbeck. Ashbeck with 1 dribble. Far side to Sullivan. In the corner to Hamada. Hamada gets it inside for Cornea. Back to Hamada. Has his shot blocked as he goes to the deck. Rebound taken by Sullivan near corner Hamada. Dribbling on the near side with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Ashbeck, 5 seconds. Ash with a three straight away. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and Benavidez gets the rebound. Another unproductive trip for the Blue Devils offensively. A pass inside deflected by Josiah Wick and then deflected by Chavez, and it will be Blue Devil ball. Pearson re-enters for Kennewick. He replaces Collier with 4:57 remaining in the second quarter. The Blue Devils at the present time offensively challenge just 3 field goals, and we played nearly a quarter and a half. Blue Devils down at 19-12. Sullivan off to Cornea. Cornea near side up top to Hamada. On the far side to Ashbeck. On the baseline, Wick, one dribble. Shoots from the far corner, a three. It's a rounded in for Josiah Wick. It corkscrewed out, kissed off the backboard, and went in the bucket. It's 19-15 in favor of Kennewick. Bounce pass inside, stolen by Cornea. The pass that time by Mayowski. Down the middle goes Cornea in the far corner. One dribble by Hamada. Three on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Pearson of Kennewick. Here he comes into the front court. He'll bounce it inside Simmons. Dumo lay and put up and good. Blue Devils beaten in transition as Simmons Dumo got behind the black shirts. Makes it 21-15 in favor of Kennewick. Ashbeck dribbles to the near side, stops on the wing. Up top to Sullivan. Sullivan shot over Simmons Dumo. A three is rattled home by Dylan Sullivan, who now has 7 points in the game, and it's 21-18 in favor of Kennewick. Benavidez drives down the near side, out of control, throws it up. Didn't have a prayer, but he's bailed out as a foul is called on the Blue Devils. It's called on Dylan Ashbeck. That's his second and the team's fourth. Benavidez will shoot two. He has 8 points in the game thus far. Came in averaging 19.2 points per game on the season. First free throw rattles in and out, no good. Baylor McElroy checks in for Kennewick. He replaces Mayowski. Mason Eckerud in for the Blue Devils, and he replaces Dylan Ashbeck with 3:43 remaining in the second quarter. Here's Snyder-Cresselia scoreboard update. Kennewick 21, Wahai 18. Second free throw, doinks off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound off to Wick. Snyder-Cresselia, proud supplier of Walla Walla Public Schools, 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Hamada gets it inside for Sullivan. Sullivan has people reaching in. They're going to call a held ball. And on the alternating possession, the ball goes back to Kennewick. He was bumped a bit. They reached in on him, and they call a held ball. So statistically, a turnover for the Blue Devils and another trip for the Blue Devils without a shot attempt. 21-18 in favor of Kennewick. Chavez gets it inside for McElroy. He throws it up, no, but a foul called. He is bumped and fouled. He is McElroy. It's on Mason Eckerud, his first and the team's fifth. Baylor McElroy, 2 shots coming up. 3:18 remaining in the second quarter. The free throw, around and off, no good. Kennewick is now 1-for-4 from the free throw line. They are 0-for-3 here in the second quarter. Another free throw for McElroy. It's up, and that one is no good. That clanks off the back of the rim. Rebound, Cornea had it knocked away from behind. It goes to Simmons Dumo. He can't score. A tip by Simmons Dumo, no good. Could have been a foul call, but no whistle. But the Blue Devils come away unscathed. Sullivan on the near side, up top to Eckerud. Mason pulls up for a jumper from the far side. It's good! Just to the right of the top of the key. Mason Eckerud with his first two of the game. And it's 21-20. Kennewick, 2:50 and counting the time remaining in the second quarter. Simmons Dumo driving on the far side, near side, wide open. Benavidez, three on the way. It's off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound, Cornea. Outlet on the far side to Sullivan. Sullivan on the far side against Chavez. And he reaching in on him again, but the loose ball comes off to Hamada. And Hamada lays the ball up and in. They knock the ball away from Sullivan. Again, reaching in, but no call. Simmons Dumo goes the other way, has a shot blocked by Cornea. Hamada off to Sullivan. Now gets it to Josiah Wick. Reverse lay, and he blew it. Rebound comes off to Pearson. Now to Benavidez. He'll go the other way. Ball knocked away, but taken by McElroy. McElroy lays the ball up and in. Mailer McElroy with his first two of the game, and Kennewick retakes the lead 23-22. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Cornea with the basketball. Up top to Mason Eckerud. On the near side to Wick, I'm sorry. Far side to Sullivan. Corum will check in the next time it's dead. Two subs for Kennewick also to check in. Cornea far side against McElroy. He'll pull up for three up top, and that's way off the mark. Off the back of the rim, no good. And here comes Benavidez for Kennewick. He'll stop up top. He's left wide open. Three on the way is good. Nobody guarded him. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:32 remaining in the second quarter. Kennewick 26, Wahai 22, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The timeout period is over. The Blue Devils trailing the Kennewick Lions 26-22. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball during the timeout. Spaden McElroy re-entered for Kennewick, as did Braxton Collier. Mason Eckerud on the far side to Corum. Inside for Hamada, who lays the ball up and in. Taylor Hamada with 9, 26-24 Kennewick. 1:10 and counting the time remaining in the second quarter. Chavez on the near side going to be bumped and fouled by Mason Eckerud. Looked like he may have pushed off, may have initiated the contact, but no, they say that it was Eckerud. Picked up the foul, and that's the Blue Devils' sixth of the half. Kennewick inbound on the near sideline. Ball inside for McElroy. The ball off his hand and out of bounds. The pass from the near side that time by Collier. And Kennewick turns the basketball over with 106 remaining in the second quarter. 26-24 in favor of Kennewick. Sullivan front court on the far side to Hamada. Inside for Corum. Lay-in put up, no good. Man all over him, no whistle, but Wick gets the rebound, dribbles to the far side. And he'll go cross court near side to Sullivan. He'll drive into the lane. Sullivan puts it up and missed it, but he is fouled on the play. And that foul is on McElroy, his second, team's fifth. Dylan Sullivan will shoot two. 47 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Dylan Sullivan, a chance to tie the ball game. Two free throws coming up. The first is no good. Well, so much for tying the ball game. He needs this one to pull the Blue Devils to within one. It's 26-24. In favor of Kennewick. The Blue Devils now 5-for-9 from the free throw line. Second free throw by Sullivan. That one is good. A one-point game, 26-25 in favor of Kennewick. And here comes Benavidez out of the backcourt. Gets it off to Pearson, far side. Now to Collier in the near corner. Shot by Chavez for three. It's no good. Eckerud with the rebound. Eckerud out of the backcourt on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Not much difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Near side Hamada, far side Josiah Wick in the far corner to Eckerud. A dribble to the wing, up top to Sullivan. 20 seconds left in the quarter, clock moving. 26-25 Kennewick. Hamada will dribble near the midcourt line. Going to be picked up by Collier. 8 seconds, seven, far side, Corum with a basketball. In the far corner, Eckerud, baseline jumper, going to be an air ball. Rebound, Benavidez. Benavidez will launch it from half court. It is off the mark, and here at the halftime, Kennewick leads Wahai 26-25, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Auto Trader, CarGuru, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax. Get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button. Shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
At Total Comfort Solutions, we treat every job like a code red because your comfort is our top priority. We offer 24/7 emergency service provided by respectful technicians trained in the latest industry advancements. Call now and speak to our customer care representatives about your code red and receive $49 off on a furnace repair or save $150 on installation of a new furnace. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Do those Best of the Best awards really mean anything? You bet your panini they do, especially when it comes to food. Walla Wallans know pure deliciousness when they taste it, and they vote with their tummies, right? You know what I'm saying here? Cugini scored another trifecta. Mamma mia, they got the best of the best gourmet market, best of the best deli, and the best of the best Italian food in the valley. Hey, if you've ever eaten there, you know Cugini is crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick. I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Kennewick Lions leading the Wahigh Blue Devil Boys by a score of 26-25. In the first half of play, Kennewick led by the 11 points of Benavidez. Chavez had 2 points. Simmons-Dumo had 4. Mayoski had 3. Baden McElroy, 4. Baylor McElroy had 2. Kennewick had 12 field goals in the first half, 1 from 3-point range. Kennewick just 1 for 5 from the free throw line, and they were called for 5 personal fouls in the first half of play. In our halftime score, Kennewick 26, Wahigh 25. We'll have Blue Devil statistics for you after we step aside for another 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Finding a church home for yourself and your family has never been more difficult or more important. We at Walla Walla Presbyterian Church invite you to become a part of our faith community. We offer 2 Spirit-filled worship services every Sunday. The first service at 9:01 is a casual service led musically by a praise band with an emphasis on congregational singing. The second service at 10:31 is more liturgical with organ, choir, and hymns and has more of a teaching emphasis. Visit wwpc.org to learn more. That's wwpc.org.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Kennewick Lions here at halftime at 26-25. The Blue Devils in the first half of play got 3 points from Josiah Wick, 3 points from Michael Cornea, a team-high 9 from Taylor Hamada. Dylan Sullivan added 8 points to the Blue Devil cause in the first half, and Mason Eckerud had 2 points. The Blue Devils with 8 field goals in the first half, 3 from downtown. The Blue Devils 60% from the free throw line, 6 out of 10. The Blue Devils were called for 6 personal fouls. Again, the Blue Devils trailing here at halftime. Kennewick 26, the Wahai Blue Devil boys 25. And we'll have more from the Lions Den in Kennewick after we step aside this time for a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, is the easiest place in Walla Walla to do business. Hi, Mark Graves. I'll tell you why. For 68 years, we've worked really hard to make it easy. Ask a question, you get a straight answer. Don't want extras? Nobody will pressure you into buying them. Want to sit down and get a fair and honest price? You get it. In addition, our Walla Walla Union Bulletin Readers Best of the Best Auto Repair Mechanical Award just makes it better. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top-quality brand-name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand-new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The two teams getting in some final warm-ups prior to the start of the second half here at the Lions Den in Kennewick. Roy Elia welcoming you back to our Wahai basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. The McElroys that we've talked about in the first half, Baden McElroy, Baylor McElroy, the sons of, I believe, a former official. I know he officiated in the Tri-Cities Association one time. Jeff McElroy, who was a fine official indeed, both at the high school and collegiate level. Not sure if he does that anymore, but during his time as an official, he did a fine, fine job indeed. And he was handling some of the halftime activities earlier as they had a three-point shooting contest. Participants paid $1 for a three-point attempt, and if they were successful on the three-point attempt, they won a 2-liter bottle of soda pop. So Jeff McElroy, nice to see him in the house tonight as we begin the second half of play. Dylan Sullivan in the near corner, down in the low block for Ashbeck. Ashbeck puts it up and in! And just like that, the Blue Devils come out of the halftime locker room, lead 27-26, but the lead, no, I thought the lead was going to be short-lived as McElroy went up for a lay-in, but he was fouled on the play by Ashbeck, and that's the third foul on Dylan Ashbeck, and Jacob Corum will check in momentarily, and McElroy will shoot two. Baden McElroy, that is. The free throw on its way by the Southpaw, and it's good. Corum in, Ashbeck out. Just 22 seconds in to the third quarter. We're tied at 27. Another free throw for McElroy is up, and it is good. ...28-27 in favor of Kennewick. Sullivan front court. Far side to Hamada. On the near side to Josiah Wick, and a foul whistled away from the ball. It's going to go against Kennewick. A holding foul is called on McElroy. Baden McElroy picks up his third of the contest, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline. Josiah Wick in the near corner to Hamada. His pass in the lane, knocked away by Simmons-Dumo, taken by Chavez. Blue Devils turn it over. Chavez on the near side to Benavidez. Benavidez on the far side. The basketball goes to Pearson. In the near corner, Chavez. Three on the way. It's going to be a little strong. And high for the rebound is Josiah Wick. Off to Dylan Sullivan. Sullivan down the far side with a basketball. Brings it up top on the dribble against Pearson. Now on the near side to Corum. Jacob Corum in the near corner to Hamada. Now it in for Sullivan in the low block. Sullivan backs Pearson in. He puts it up and in. It will not count. They call him for traveling. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. Mayoski checks in. McElroy checks out of the Kennewick lineup with 6:49 remaining in the third. 28-27 in favor of Kennewick. Benavidez with a basketball on the dribble. Angles to the near side. And still on the dribble. He'll drive on Josiah Wick. He'll throw it up off the glass and good. Benavidez with a baker's dozen. And Kennewick up by three, 30-27. Sullivan with the basketball. Dribbles to the far side. Still on the dribble against Pearson. Bounce it in for Hamada. Gets around Benavidez. Near corner, Corum. Three on the way for the tie. It's around and off, no good. There for the offensive rebound is Corum. He blows the lay-in. And the rebound off to Simmons-Dumo. Far side to Benavidez. Benavidez gets it up top. Now it's on the far side, Simmons-Dumo. He'll drive into the lane, get it in the near corner. Look out. Chavez open for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Hamada. Behind the back with a dribble. Taylor down the far side again. Behind the back with a dribble. Now a spin move at the top of the key. On the far side it goes to Josiah Wick. Now to Dylan Sullivan. 30-27 Kennewick. 5:47 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side Wick. Three on the way by Josiah. Is not close. Rebound off to Simmons-Dumo. Now a pass on the near side to Chavez. Chavez to Benavidez. Benavidez looking to drive on the near side and can't. Now he backs Josiah Wick in, and he's a little out of control, and he's called for traveling. That'll give it back to the Blue Devils. Mason Eckerud into the Blue Devil lineup. He'll replace Josiah Wick with 5:29 remaining in the third. 30-27 in favor of Kennewick. Dylan Sullivan into the front court. Again, picked up by Pearson. Goes around a pick by Hamada. Picked up in a switch by Simmons-Dumo. Now off to Corum. Corum at the top of the key. Looks to bounce it in for Cornea. The ball kicked away by the Lions, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the near sideline in front court. And they do reset the shot clock. Corum in the near corner to Hamada. Loops it inside. Sullivan there around Simmons. Dumo lays it up and in, and he is fouled. Dylan Sullivan in double figures with 10, and he is fouled by Simmons Dumo, his second, team second. Dylan Sullivan a chance to tie the ball game with 5:12 remaining in the third. The free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected to the far side, knocked out of bounds by Cornea, and it will be Kennewick ball. The Blue Devils now 6-for-11 from the free throw line. A chance to tie the ball game wasn't meant to be. 30-29 Kennewick. Benavidez into the lane on the far side to Pearson. Now to Simmons Dumo. On the far side to Chavez. He'll drive into the lane. He'll throw it up with the left hand. And it is good off the glass. A three-point lead for Kennewick, 32-29. Sullivan front court with a basketball. Again picked up by Pearson. Hands it off on the near side to Corum. Corum to the top of the key on the near side. Sullivan spots up for three. It's off the rim once, twice, no good. Sandwich in between. It went off the glass as well. A knockaway on the far side. Corum gets knocked to the deck, and he is fouled. Both he and Hamada down on the far side. Active hands that time by the Blue Devils, resulting in a Kennewick turnover. And a foul whistled on Mayofsky, his first and the team's third. Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline in front court, but first a substitution. Collier checks in for Kennewick for Simmons Dumo with 4:33 left in the third. 32-29 in favor of Kennewick. Eckerud in the far corner to Corum. Back to Eckerud. Back in the far corner to Corum. Corum will go cross-court. A terrible pass well over Cornea and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils, an unforced error, give it back to the Lions. With 4:21 left in the third quarter, 32-29 in favor of Kennewick. A little too much mustard on that pass from the deep far corner. On the far side, Chavez. He'll drive on Corum. Now it's on the far side. Three on the way, put up by Collier. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Mayoski. Out near the midcourt line to Benavidez. Benavidez against Eckerud. Mason knocks the ball away from him and out of bounds to the far sideline where the Kennewick cheerleaders are situated, and it'll be Lions ball with 26 seconds on the shot clock. Your Snyder-Cresselia scoreboard update, Kennewick 32, Wahai 29, just inside of 4 minutes left in the third. Snyder-Cresselia, proud supplier of Walla Walla Public Schools, 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Cornea front court, up top Corum, three straight away, off the back of the rim, no good. A miss just a moment ago. A miss just a moment ago by Benavidez, but the Blue Devils failed to score, and then the ball was deflected to the near sideline. And they initially said Kennewick ball, now they will say Blue Devil basketball. Blue Devils almost the recipients of bad luck, but they, after further review, say it was in fact knocked out of bounds to the near sideline by Kennewick. Mason Eckerud, when play is resumed, will inbound the basketball on the near sideline. And he gets it in low to Sullivan. Sullivan, jumper near side, is around and in. Again, contact on Sullivan, but no call, but we'll take the basket. He's got 12 in the game, 32-31 in favor of Kennewick. Far side, Chavez with a basketball on the near side to Mayofsky. Now it's up top, a three straight away, put up, in and out, no good, a heartbreak that time for Pearson. And the Blue Devils get the rebound, Cornea out of the backcourt. He'll negotiate down the middle, a pass on the far side, past Sullivan and out of bounds. Blue Devils turn it over. Here comes Benavidez for Kennewick. Now it's off to Pearson. Far side it goes to Collier. He'll drive into the lane. He'll throw it. Oh, he's got it blocked by Cornea. Hamada near side to Sullivan. Behind the back dribble. Lays it up and in. Oh, what a move by Sullivan. Going behind the back in the low block to lose a Lion and lay the ball up and in. Benavidez at the other end. A little out of control, but he is going to be fouled on his way to the basket by Mason Eckerud. They say he was in the act of shooting. Mason Eckerud picks up his third foul, the second on the Blue Devils here in the second half, and Benavidez will shoot two. The free throw is around and off. He missed it. Blue Devils continue to lead 33-32 as Baden McElroy checks in for Kennewick, and he replaces Braxton Collier. Benavidez with 13 points in the ball game thus far. Second free throw is good, and we are tied at 33. Taylor Hamada into the front court with a basketball. On the near side to Corum. On the wing to Dylan Sullivan. Up top to Corum. Corum will drive to the free throw line. Far side to Cornea. He'll penetrate just inside the free throw line. Look to drop it off for Corum. And it goes off the hand of Corum and taken by Kennewick. Taken by Chavez. Now to Benavidez. Ball knocked away by Corum. Loose ball off to Sullivan. Kennewick turns it over. Here comes Sullivan down the far side. He has the ball knocked away. It's taken by McElroy. And the Blue Devils turn it over. Josiah Wick to check in for the Blue Devils the next time it's dead. Chavez into the lane. Nearly at his pocket pick. It gets it on the near side to Mayoski. Now it's in the far corner for a three that is up and good by Pearson. Kennewick leads 36-33. 1:50 and counting left in the third. Far side with the basketball, Cornea. Baseball's at near side, Corum. A three on the way by Jacob is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Eckerud as he got it away from McElroy that time. Now he'll bounce it on the near side. Hamada, he'll spot up for a three. It's good! Hamada on the near wing ties the game at 36. 1:28 and counting the time remaining in the third quarter. Benavidez with a basketball against Eckerud. Angles to the near side, stops between the rings on the far side to Chavez. Chavez against Corum, into the lane he goes, has his pocket picked. It was knocked away by Hamada, taken by Corum. Cornea, far side to Sullivan. Sullivan with a basketball in the far corner. Eckerud against McElroy. Now gets it up top to Cornea. Now to Sullivan. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Near side. Here's Hamada open for three. Bang! Taylor Hamada with 15 in the game. 39-36 the Blue Devils. 48 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. With it on the far side is Majewski. Gets it on the near side to Chavez. Three on the way. Going to be short. Rebound off to Eckerud. Eckerud went between the legs with a dribble. Nearly lost it, but recovers off to Cornea. Now to Sullivan. Blue Devils will slow it down, leading 39-36. And now a whistle away from the ball. They call it on Mason Eckerud. They call a push on the far side. Oh. Well, so much for getting the final shot of the quarter. Corum checks out. Wick checks in. Tough luck there for the Blue Devils. As Mason Eckerud is called for his third personal foul, Simmons Dumo checks in for Kennewick. He replaces Majewski. Corum is back in for Eckerud. Eckerud and Ashbeck with three personal fouls each. A tough break for the Blue Devils, and Kennewick in possession. The shot clock is off. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Benavidez on the dribble. Far side to McElroy. He'll hand it off to Simmons Dumo. In the far corner it goes. A three on the way is put up off the back of the rim. No good by Pearson. And now we're going to have a foul called on the Lions. And that is the fourth team foul on Kennewick here in the second half. And a substitution for Kennewick, Alex King, enters the ball game. And he replaces McElroy with 6.1 seconds remaining in the third. Kennewick will pick up in the backcourt. Josiah Wick gets it into Sullivan. Sullivan down the near side. Gets around. Actually was stripped by Simmons Dumo, and that's going to be the quarter. No foul called. And after three periods of play, Wahai 39, Kennewick 36, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country.
No limits, just possibilities.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
Do it like that.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Kennewick possesses the basketball to begin the fourth and final period of play. Roy Eliah welcoming you back to the Lions Den in Kennewick. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys leading the Kennewick Lions 39-36. Pearson in the near corner to Simmons-Dumo. He'll drive on the near side, throw up a runner. It's not close, but McElroy's there for the rebound. Left-handed lay-in good. And he has 8 points in the game. Blue Devils relinquish the first score of the fourth quarter, 39-38. The Blue Devils. Dylan Ashbeck has re-entered for the Blue Devils. Near side of Hamada in the near corner to Sullivan. Sullivan in the low block for Ashbeck against Chavez. He'll get around Chavez. He is grabbed and fouled on the near side by Pearson. And Dylan Ashbeck will shoot two. That's the second foul on Pearson, the fifth on Kennewick. Dylan Ashbeck free throw is good. It settles in for Dylan Ashbeck. 40-38, the Blue Devils. We're 40 seconds in to the fourth quarter. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 41-38, the Blue Devils. Benavidez front court against Josiah Wick. On the dribble. Still on the dribble. To the top of the key. Now to the high post, far side. Gets it off. Shot on the way by Pearson. Just inside the top of the key is good. Tyler Pearson with five. 41-40, the Blue Devils. Just over a minute into the fourth quarter. Near side, Sullivan with a basketball. Up top to Ashbeck. Picked up by Simmons-Dumo. On the near side to Hamada. Hamada on the dribble, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Ashbeck near the midcourt line with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now with 9, with 8. Ashbeck near side, hands it off to Hamada to the top of the key with 3 on the shot clock. Near side, Ashbeck gets around McElroy. Jumper on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. Benavidez with a rebound. Benavidez out of the backcourt for Kennewick. Still on the dribble. Takes it to the free throw line. Gets it up top. Driving now is Pearson. Gets it in the far corner. Chavez, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Cornea had the rebound. Had it knocked away. Simmons-Dumo, though, could not prevent the ball from going out of bounds. He stepped on the end line. And the Blue Devils will get the basketball back with 6:12 remaining in the fourth. 41-40 in favor of the Blue Devils. Ashbeck on the near side to Sullivan. Now to Taylor Hamada. Substitution for Kennewick. The next time it's dead, it's going to be Collier. On the far side, Ashbeck. High post, Hamada. He'll drive down the far side. He's cut off by Simmons-Dumo. Now they loop it on the near side, Sullivan. A three on the way by Dill is in and out. No good. A heartbreak. Rebound comes off to Kennewick. Taken by Chavez. Had a good look at it that time, but it would not settle in the bucket. Chavez on the near side to Pearson. A three over Sullivan. Good from the near side. Pearson hits the three, and Kennewick back out in front, 43-41. Just inside of 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Ashbeck with the basketball on the near side to Hamada against Simmons-Dumo. Hands it off to Sullivan, now to Taylor Hamada. Far side, Josiah Wick. Now to Ashbeck, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Chavez all over him. Now backs off a bit. Now picked up in a switch by Simmons-Dumo. Dribbles to the near side. Ashbeck jumper on the way, going to be short. Rebound off to Simmons-Dumo. Another empty possession for the Blue Devils. Here comes Simmons-Dumo. He'll go into the lane. He'll throw up a runner. It's off the glass and good. Might be a time for a timeout, and it is. Timeout, Blue Devils. 4:53 left in the fourth quarter. 45-41 Kennewick, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla. Back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick. I'm Roy Elia. Your Snyder-Cresselia scoreboard update. Kennewick 45, Wahai 41. 4:53 left in the fourth quarter. Snyder-Cresselia is a proud supplier of Walla Walla Public Schools. They're at 270 East Boeing Avenue, the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Blue Devils back on the floor with Wick, Ashbeck, Hamada, Hornia, and Sullivan. Collier checked in during the timeout period for Kennewick, as did Mayovsky. Sullivan between the rings. Near side to Ashbeck. Ashbeck bounces it in for Hamada on the give and go to Ashbeck, and Ashbeck is clobbered and fouled. Knocked to the deck was Dylan Ashbeck. And that foul is on Benavidez, his second and the team's sixth. The next opportunity, Pearson will re-enter for Kennewick. Ashbeck at the free throw line for two shots. The first is good. Pearson in for McElroy with 4:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. 45-42 in favor of Kennewick. Another free throw for Ash on its way, and it is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected near side, taken by Pearson. He is double-teamed, but gets the basketball off to Mayovsky. Mayovsky down the far side, nobody picks him up. Gets it in the far corner to Collier. He'll drive to the basket, lay it up and miss it, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. And they're going to call it on Ashbeck, his fourth personal and the team's fourth. And Collier will shoot two. 45-42 in favor of Kennewick. The Blue Devils are now 9 for 15 from the free throw line. Now two officials having a discussion out front for whatever reason. And now a discussion as to what Ashbeck did to pick up that foul. Thought it might have been on Josiah Wick. The Blue Devil coaching staff thought that, as Collier makes the first free throw, and he has his first point of the night and gives Kennewick a four-point lead, 46-42. Second free throw is also good by Collier. Kennewick with 11 points here in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils with only three, 47-42 Kennewick. Near side, Ashbeck with a basketball. Near corner to Sullivan. Sullivan three on the way. Going to be off the mark. A little strong. Rebound off to Cornea. And his put back in the lane is blocked, but he is fouled. And that foul is the first on Collier. Team seventh, Michael Cornea, will shoot two. Michael thus far with 3 points in the ball game. Now he has four. First free throw good. Blue Devils 4 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They have not registered a field goal. 47-43 in favor of Kennewick. Second free throw by Cornea is on the money. Now the Blue Devils go with a 2-2-1. Kennewick breaks it easily. They have it in the front court. Far side, Benavidez. He'll drive into the lane. Gets around Cornea. Lay-in, gets it off to Simmons-Dumo, who lays the ball up and in. That too easy. 49-44 Kennewick. Getting to be sense of urgency time. 3:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Near side with the basketball is Sullivan. Sullivan hands it off on the far side. Josiah Wick now to Sullivan. In for Cornea. Cornea, cross-court pass intended for Ashbeck. Knocked out of bounds by Kennewick. And it will be the Blue Devils ball with 15 seconds on the shot clock. 49-44 Kennewick. 3:28 remaining in the fourth. Ash back to inbound in the near corner. Near side to Hamada. Hamada on the dribble. Will drive into the lane. Lay it up and in. Going around Pearson. Hamada with 17 points in the game. A knockaway in the backcourt by Josiah Wick. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Kennewick ball. 49-46 in favor of Kennewick with 3:16 remaining in the fourth quarter. And now a discussion about how much time should be on the scoreboard clock, I believe, or perhaps the shot clock, which shows 33 seconds. The game clock shows 3:16. And two of the officials discussing it on the near sideline, right in front of Wahigh coach Mike Patterson. And they say reset the shot clock to 35, all right. And Kennewick will inbound in the backcourt. The Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Pearson to get it in. Does so to Benavidez. Now to Pearson. Pearson, far side to Benavidez. Benavidez crosses the midcourt line. High post Simmons-Dumont on the far side. Land put up and blocked by Cornea, but they're going to call a foul on Michael Cornea. Collier got free on the far side. Had the shot blocked, but they call the foul on Michael Cornea. And that's the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils, and Collier back to the free throw line for two shots, the first of which is good. Kennewick in the ball game is now 7-for-12 from the free throw line, but they're 3-for-3 here in the fourth quarter. All the makes by Collier. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Hamada, far side to Sullivan, now to Ashbeck. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 50-46 in favor of Kennewick. On the far side of the basketball is Ashbeck, gets it in for Hamada. Hill put the ball up and in, going through two Lions that time in deep on the left. Hamada with 19 in the game, 50-48 in favor of Kennewick. 2:42 and counting the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Pearson on the near side. Pearson will hand it off to Benavidez near the midcourt line. 20 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Benavidez into the lane. He'll throw up a shot. It's no good. Rebound off to Sullivan, and he is fouled. He is grabbed and fouled in the backcourt after corralling the rebound. He is fouled by Mayofsky. That's the eighth team foul on Kennewick. Second personal. Forum into the ball game for the Blue Devils. Chavez replaces Collier in the Kennewick lineup. The Blue Devils now going with Ashbeck and Cornea and Sullivan and Corum and Hamada. Dylan Sullivan, a 1-1. The free throw is no good. Rebound, though, is taken far side by Hamada. Jumper on the way. Good! And we are tied at 50. Taylor Hamada with 21 points in the game. 2:14 and counting the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Driving from the far side, Mayoski. Now they get it on the near side to Chavez. Chavez gets it up top to Benavidez. Ashbeck has to be careful with those four personal fouls. Kennewick well aware of this. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Benavidez picked up in a switch by Cornea. He'll go down the middle, get it on the near side. Wide open jumper by Mayofsky is no good. Rebound, though, is taken by Chavez of Kennewick on the far side. He'll bring it back out on the dribble between the rings. It goes to Benavidez. 1:44 and counting left in the fourth. We're tied at 50. Down the near side, Benavidez. He'll put it up and in. And a timeout called by Kennewick. Benavidez going around Cornea that time, and a 30-second timeout called by Kennewick with 1:37 remaining in the fourth quarter. Kennewick 52, Wahigh 50, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Ball inbounded to Sullivan, back to Dylan Ashbeck, 52-50. Kennewick, a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Lions' Den. I'm Roy Elia. Near side, Ashbeck mounts to Hamada, back for Ashbeck. The ball knocked away, it's loose on the deck. And is there going to be a held ball, or are they going to give him a timeout? Are they going to give him a timeout? They did give him the timeout. They had a held ball on the baseline, but yet they credit Kennewick with a timeout. Well, the Blue Devils come down, turn the basketball over, so they don't get a shot off. They don't have a chance to tie or take the lead. Kennewick gets the turnover. They get the takeaway and then a timeout with 1:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. 52-50 in favor of Kennewick. A tough break for the Blue Devils, who prior to that make by Benavidez had a bit of a surge. They scored 6 of the previous 7 points after going down at 49-44. But now the Blue Devils in desperate need of a stop with 1:21 to go. Down 52-50. Blue Devils out on the floor. Kennewick just now breaking the huddle. Down to my left. Chavez will inbound the basketball on the baseline in backcourt. The possession arrow favors the Kennewick Lions. Chavez gets it in to Bayofsky. Back to Chavez. Chavez crosses the midcourt line. He's guarded by Taylor Hamada. Look to hand it off Benavidez, and a held ball! And actually, I stand corrected. It's the Blue Devils that benefit from the alternating possession as Hamada gets the tie-up. And Jacob Corum re-enters for the Blue Devils for Josiah Wick with 1:11 remaining in the fourth. 52-50, Kennewick. A fine defensive play by Taylor Hamada getting the tie-up. And the held ball favoring the Blue Devils on the alternating possession. Ashbeck with the basketball. Dribbles to the near side against Mayovsky. Stops. Up top, Corum. A three on the way for the lead. It's around and off. No good. Hamada high for the rebound. He is stripped inside. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be the Blue Devils ball with 57 seconds remaining in the fourth. 52-50 in favor of Kennewick. Ashbeck will inbound on the baseline in front court. Gets it in the far corner to Corum. Corum around Simmons. Dumo pulls up for a jumper. It's off the glass, off the iron, no good. Benavidez with the rebound. Blue Devils do not necessarily have to foul in this situation. About a 15-second differential between shot clock and game clock, but they do need a stop. Benavidez nearly had his pocket pick, but he gets away from Ashbeck. Pass on the far side. Now it's on the far side to Chavez. Now to Pearson in the far corner. Simmons Dumo will drive to the basket, throw it up. No! Rebound is off to Corum, and now to Ashbeck with 22 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Far side Corum. Timeout. Blue Devils with 18 and a half seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Kennewick 52, Wahai 50. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide-a key for the house or your car? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys, as well as those hide-a key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
KGDC Walla Walla.
52-50, Kennewick, 18 and a half seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. When play is resumed, the Blue Devils will have the basketball in front court with a chance to tie or perhaps win the ball game here on the road. Roy Elia welcoming you back to the Lions' Den in Kennewick for what could be a dramatic finish in this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. The Blue Devils possess the ball, trailing the Kennewick Lions 52-50. Who's going to inbound on the far sideline? It's going to be Dylan Sullivan. He'll be guarded on the play by Pearson, and Kennewick wants a timeout with 18 and a half seconds left in the fourth. 52-50 in favor of Kennewick. We'll keep it right here. At the present time, Benavidez leads the way with 16 points for Kennewick. Taylor Hamada, a game-high 21 for the Blue Devils. Dylan Sullivan also in double figures. He has 14 points for Wahai. A quick timeout. Kennewick back out on the floor. The Blue Devils back out on the floor. Ashbeck will inbound on the far sideline. Just across the midcourt line. 18 and a half seconds remaining in the fourth. 52-50 in favor of Kennewick. Ball inbounded to Dylan Sullivan. He gives off to Ashbeck. Let's see what the Blue Devils can do here. 13 seconds. Ashbeck far side. Hands off to Sullivan. Sullivan with a basketball with 8 seconds near side. Hands it off to Corum. Three on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes off to Pearson. And a foul on Corum with 2.9 seconds to go. Corum had a pretty good look that time, but it was just a little too strong. Oh, what a tough break. And Kennewick will inbound on the far sideline. That was just the sixth team foul against the Blue Devils. And Pearson will inbound on the far sideline in backcourt. Top of the key extended. Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Will Pearson get it in? He does so. Wide open Chavez. He hangs onto the ball. He's fouled by Sullivan with 4/10 of a second left. They let Chavez get free. And Sullivan gets the foul, his second, team seventh. And they're thinking there should be more time on the clock. It went down to 4/10 of a second. Chavez will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. It may be academic at this point. Again, Corum had a good look from the near side, but it was just a little bit strong, and Kennewick got the rebound. So it appears that the Blue Devils are going to suffer a tough loss here to the Kennewick Lions. Kennewick leads 52-50, and there's just 4/10 of a second remaining in the fourth quarter. About all the Blue Devils can hope for is a miss and then baseballing it from the backcourt. What else can you do in 4/10 of a second? Not a heck of a lot. It's going to be a 1-1 coming out of the timeout period. Going to be a 1-1 for Blaine Chavez, who has 4 points in the game thus far. A 1-1 for Chavez. Kennewick leading 52-50. Here's the free throw. It is no good. And gosh, before the possession, the clock ran out. Interesting. He missed the front end of the 1-1. Well, the clock shows 4/10 of a second. Interesting. 4/10 of a second, but the buzzer went off. So I guess the Blue Devils will possess it after all. With 4/10 of a second to go, they're inbounding in the backcourt, trailing 52-50. What in the world do you do here? A tough, tough break for Kennewick. Before Corum got that rebound, the buzzer sounded. So a tough, tough break for Kennewick. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Got to baseball it and throw it up at the basket. That's about all they have time for. Ashbeck will baseball it into the front court. A high pass. It's deflected by Kennewick. Ball game over. Final score, Kennewick 52, Wahai 50. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Auto Trader, Car Gurus, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax. Get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button. Shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And we're back once again at the Lions Den in Kennewick. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahia Blue Devil boys have just been defeated by the Kennewick Lions, a final score of 52-50. Let's now give you the final scoring for this ball game. First of all, for Kennewick, Benavidez had 16, Chavez 4, Kobe Simmons-Dumo had 8, Collier had 3, Mayoski had 3, Pearson 8, Baden McElroy with 8, and Baylor McElroy with 2. Kennewick with 21 field goals in the ball game, 3 from three-point range. Kennewick struggled from the free throw line, shot just 7 of 14, 50%. Kennewick was called for 13 personal fouls in the ball game. For the Blue Devils, they were led by the 21 points of our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game, Taylor Hamada. Dylan Sullivan had 14 points in the contest. After that, Dylan Ashbeck 5, Josiah Wick had 3, Michael Cornea had 5, Mason Eckerud had 2. The Blue Devils 17 field goals in the ball game. From three-point range, the Blue Devils connected on 5 occasions. The Blue Devils shot just 61% from the free throw line, 11 out of 18. The Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls. So with the win, Kennewick improves to 6-9 in the conference, 10-10 overall. The Blue Devils slip to 7-8 in the conference, 10-9 on the season. On Friday night, the Wahia boys and girls basketball teams will conclude the 2018-19 regular season at home. The Blue Devils will play host to the Hermiston Bulldogs on Friday night. The girls' game is scheduled to start, give or take a few minutes, since it will be senior night at 5:45. The boys' game scheduled to start at 7:30. We'll have all the action for you. Coverage will begin at 5:15 on Friday evening on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening. First of all, a thank you to Kennewick Athletic Director Anna Harris for affording us a broadcast location courtside here at the Lions Den. A sincere thank you to our in-studio engineer Daniel John for another outstanding job at the controls. Of course, we want to thank all of our great sponsors for helping to make these broadcasts possible. Of course, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in throughout the course of this evening. And, of course, we also want to thank the good folks, Walla Walla School District 140, for their support of our broadcast. a tough night for the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams here in Kennewick. Earlier this evening, the Wahigh Blue Devil varsity girls defeated by Kennewick, a final score of 62-50. And 50, just an unlucky number for the Blue Devils tonight. The girls scored 50. The boys did as well. The Wahigh boys coming up short tonight against the Kennewick Lions, a final score of 52-50. It is now time for Elvina Elia's baby boy to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM at KGDC. And on behalf of that Wahigh graduate, class of 1943, I wish each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.